My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, so it's a perfect time after we just went over the Tom Brenneman broadcasting snafus and then Castellanos basically hitting home runs. I thought there was a little bit of a stretch there with the double, but you tried to shoehorn that in, Mitch, but great job otherwise. Talk about that and so much more. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in John Fanta, Fox Sports, friend of the show. Terrific to have you on. Daryl Ryder and Anthony Lima in. Kenny will be back next week. John, how are you?
Anthony and Daryl, it's great to be talking to you guys. Hope you're having a good summer.
All right,
doing
John,
well.
When there is big news, or when you're in the process of eulogizing somebody or giving a heartfelt tribute, are you at ever worried that one of the like amazing plays of the game could go down during that very time?
Absolutely, 100%. You hope that your producer comes back from break early, or I'm never opposed to in that instance. Now in Tom's case, he had to do it out of a break, in which that was a really different case. But when you're doing that type of thing on a show, you really want it to lead to a break. Like you want to get done with the eulogy or get done with the tribute to something that's powerful, and then have the broadcast just go to black and then go to commercial break, because then it gives everybody time to reset. It's really tough when you're like, welcome back, and today, you know, this team is playing for a greater cause as there's a, you know, as he slams it home, or if there's a drive to deep right field. Like, you don't want to bleed into the action there. It totally, a great producer, the right producer of a broadcast is going to do that going into a break.
What's the toughest pothole you've run into calling a game where you've had a moment like that?
I got a great one for you. I was doing a college game this past year, all right, and the producer says to me, 20 off. And we were on FS1. We were on one of the, like, a Fox affiliate locally, because the game was like a non-conference game early in the season. So we're getting to the next game. When you're going from game to game, guys, sometimes the game will end. There'll be like 5 seconds to go in the game, and the producer will say, hey, 20 off air. And like they're dribbling the ball out. So in my ear, I'm hearing 15, 14, 13. But you're hearing a count when you're then heading to the next game. I always play it safe. I get done. My last word spoken with like 4 seconds left in the countdown. Because early on in my career, I was still talking at like 2 or 1. And they left me early. And then my words were getting cut off and it looked sloppy. But anyways, we get to about 12 seconds in the countdown. All of a sudden, the two head coaches that were involved in the game get into like a kind of a weird exchange where they bumped each other in the handshake line and they start going at each other. And my producer's going 10, 9. And I'm like, how do I explain this in 3 seconds? 7, 6. I'm like, a little bit of brotherly love there between the coaches. That's all for us. Let's send it over to New York.
And let them pick up the pieces.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. Perfect.
I'm making
job.
My check. I'm not taking overtime.
And replay that clip 50 times thereafter.
Oh, yeah. That is great job.
Exactly. It goes right to awful announcing and then the rest of my day's history.
Right. John Fanta with us right now. All right. So now one of the more lucrative deals in Cleveland sports history. Evan Mobley signs a deal that could be worth as much as almost $270 million. Where are you on Evan Mobley getting that kind of cash?
Well, where I am is, to me, you knew that this was coming when Kenny Atkinson took the job and was as vocal as he was about Evan Mobley. Kenny Atkinson came right out and said, I believe that he has a ton of untapped potential. One of his best traits is being able to run the floor, and the Cavaliers are going to run the floor significantly more than they did under J.B. Bickerstaff, and their offense is going to be better because their offensive structure under J.B. at the end was not good. To me, is it high? Yes. I get why they did it. I get why they did it, and I understand why they did it. I am not against this move at all. I just wish there's a part of me here, guys, that wishes that they could have gotten on the same page as like the Houston Rockets are with Alperen Şengün and Jalen Green. You know, those are two players that are vital to the Rockets, and the Rockets went 500 this past year and are an organization on the rise. But the Rockets said, look, we're going to give it another year. We're going to pay you, but they didn't have to commit right now. For me, I get the commitment, and I think Evan is a quality player. But when you're making this move, you are betting on him taking his offensive game to another level.
Can you run the floor in today's NBA with two bigs?
That's a great question, Daryl. I don't think that with the two bigs they have is my answer. So I think you can run the floor, but I don't think they're the two bigs that they possess together are doing that. Jared Allen, to me, I understand he's a great locker room guy and is a good player and has done good in Cleveland. He's done good things for this organization. But with where they are structured as a team, I don't think that's where the square peg round hole take of this personnel really comes into play, because these particular two bigs, you know, Mobley.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
He has to be able to knock down perimeter shots for this functionality to work. He has to knock down threes. The shot is, you know, it looks wonky. It needs work. And if you are giving him this contract, you are saying that you believe that that's still going to come, and that his perimeter game's going to evolve, because you can't do it with two traditional bigs. It's not going to work. It doesn't matter who's walking in the door as the coach of this team. But the Cavaliers have to have some belief here that their core is good enough to get to that next level and get to that next tier. I, for one, don't think that it's good enough to be in that top tier. I hope that it is. I think we all hope that it is, and that a coaching change does unwrap and open things up. The NBA in recent years, we've seen teams that have stuck the course. They've been rewarded as a result. But make no mistake about it. You know, you have to have MVP level play, and you have to have amazing complementary pieces. And after that core four, the Cavs complementary pieces are underwhelming a bit, in my humble opinion. So I didn't think when they hired Kenny Atkinson that was the answer to all their problems. And I still don't think that.
Bravo. I'm right there with him. John Fanta right now on the hotline from Fox Sports. Team USA barely getting by the South Sudan. Was that pathetic, a disgrace, or a total embarrassment?
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. You know,
if you have another term, you know, that's fine too, if you think I was leading the witness there.
Yeah. I'm not going to call it an outright disgrace, because they at least, LeBron James put on the Superman cape and saved the day. That was a big. I don't think anybody else. You could say others could have driven the ball and given themselves a chance, but that was the best. That was the best thing that could have happened. There was for LeBron just to get downhill, hit a lane. If he doesn't hit a lane, he gets fouled. He goes to the line. That to me, he saved the day. It shouldn't have gotten to that point. What's embarrassing and humiliating, and what is a disgrace, is that they allowed 100 points to South Sudan in a 40-minute game. This is not a 12-minute quarters NBA-style game here. There will be some Olympic games decided in the 70s and 80s, all right, because it's a four-quarter, 10-minute-per-quarter game. The games fly. The games go about an hour 45, hour 50, right? To give up 100 points like that. Now, they give up 14 threes. They got outscored the three-point line. In today's NBA is all based on the three. They got outscored 42-21 on three-pointers by a team of basically G-leaguers. Now, I give Royal Ivy and South Sudan credit. The head coach of South Sudan, somebody should hire him in the States, because that was a terrific effort. And he's got the lowest-ranked team in the Olympics. Of the teams in the Olympics, he's got the lowest-ranked one. But to me, what's wrong, right? Let's move past the embarrassment of only playing a one-point game, but we're not talking about it to the same degree because they did win the game. What's wrong with this team? What's wrong with this team is Joel Embiid comes out over the weekend and says that LeBron is old and he's not what he was. Joel Embiid, why are you talking? Why are you telling people that? Joel, you should be back in Philadelphia getting ready for next season. He's not in playing shape right now. All you have to do is watch him to see. Anthony Davis is better than Joel Embiid on this team. It's not even a question. Bam Adebayo is moving better than Embiid. But they have a disconnect, guys. They have a lot of guys at like 6'8" to 6'10" that do the same thing. They don't have great point guard play. I don't understand for the life of me how Jalen Brunson did not get a spot on this team. He was as important as any player last year. He gave his summer up to play in the World Cup last summer. Like, he literally put the time in the Team USA program. This past year in the playoffs, yeah, he was averaging about 35 points a game. It goes beyond that. He knew how to run a team right now it feels like when they're coming up the floor, they don't know who the floor general is because they really don't have one. Tyrese Halliburton played 7 minutes on Saturday. They thought he could be a guy like that. They had Derek White running point guard in the second half on Saturday. And oh, by the way, Kevin Durant has not played a minute for this team. So when he comes back, a lot of people may think, well, it's a reinforcement. That's great. Well, to a certain extent, he does the same thing as a lot of these other guys do. And how do the other guys on the team feel when Durant's kind of rested and sat out and sort of waited, and now he's going to be part of the actual games that matter? I don't know. I watch them, and I'm like, is there something up here? Is there a divide between LeBron, Curry, and the old guard, and Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, and kind of the newer guard? It doesn't feel like the team has somebody that's fully stepping up as that Kobe Bryant-like Team USA figure.
John Fanta, it's almost like our producer was counting you down. In your head, you got out just in time. Thank you so much, John. We'll talk some more Browns next time we have you on the air.
In 7 seconds, I'll say this to both of you. Guardians fans, do not panic. You're 20 over. Breathe. They'll get going.
John Fanta, Fox Sports. Thank you so much. When we come back, Daryl, it's time to talk about the slumping Guardians and whether you're in panic mode. Also, Browns reporting to, not Berea, but West Virginia this week. And what does Rulon Jones, Scott Hamilton, Mia Hamm have to do with LeBron James? I'll explain next hour. One more to go here on Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.